News about our national sport, cricket.
Our national sport's footy.
It's basketball.
Gymnastics.
Aussie rules.
Golf.
MMA. Bingo.
Cane toad racing.
Tab. We're on.
You win some, you lose more.
It's time on Racing Pulse for fast ball, best bets and quaddie plays for today's Victorian racing.
We've only got the one Victorian meeting today, and it's a night meeting, early evening, kickoff at 5:15, the last at 8:45. And for those who are desperate and can't wait for the Pakenham punt, just remember one thing. Terry Bailey is the man calling, and he never lets us down. He's the Morale King, as he showed once again on racing.com this weekend. Have a listen to this little package put together by racing.com. TB, his great mate Clint Hutchison, when Terry declared, "See Mr. Morrell at Terang on Sunday."
Seamister's got them done at the 200. It's booted clear, and the Morrell looks every bit that. With 100 metres to go, look at it go, the last little bit Seamister. It's going to bolt in.
You get a little bit nervous when the great Terry Bailey declares them a Morrell?
Not nervous, I just think there's no chance. No offence, Terry. When I walked in, actually, funny to say, I walked into the jockey's room when I got here today, and the Terry and Clint were doing the preview, and I heard, and sounds a little bit like a Morrell, and I thought, oh, did he have to?
There's never a chance, never a chance. He's going to have to apologise to me on the way home. He's never going to hear the end of this. Never, ever going to hear the end of it. How dare he doubt me? And Hutch, I'd be right again, and you'd be wrong.
Fast becoming the best twosome on television on racing.com. It is the odd couple, TB and Clint Hutchison, and there can only be one winner, and it is Terry Bailey who joins us today. How are you, TB?
He's a very slow learner, my little pubby mate. I'll tell you that much, Michael. I thought he'd learn by now, but no. He gets, in all honesty, he gets very upset. I've done it a couple of times on air, and I've even said, "You're home at the 200. Oh, doesn't he throw a tantrum?
The early crow as
and
well.
It's serious. Oh, he gets, mate, he was furious on the way here. Don't start talking like that. But it's when I do it to him with one of his horses. If I say it's a Morrell, mate, he throws everything out of the cot, throws a big tanty.
Oh, big tanty. I love it. Hey, what's Damien Lane's a champion jockey, but how dare he question you when you declare one?
Well, he probably gets a bit nervous. I can understand that. He was a great sport, Damien. I thought that was fantastic.
That's very good.
I meant that was great, yeah. He's a great jockey. Seems like he's a nice bloke as well.
Have we got an M tonight?
No, we've got one tomorrow, I think, but not tonight, Michael.
Okay,
we've got to restrain. We can't be throwing them around all over the place. You know, they're very hard to come by.
Exactly right. We don't want to over-utilise them. We might just get a snippet for tomorrow at the end, though. What about tonight at Pakenham?
I think in the third race, Juggernaut Jane's very, very hard to beat. She's only had the one start. That was against Stylish. Now, the format of that race looks outstanding because Stylish comes out of one of the best maidens we've seen at Pakenham for a long time. And she got through the line very strongly with natural improvement going to the 1,600 metres. I think she should win. You've got Cavalry Man who's going to push forward and be on the speed. Double Glaze had a bad night out the other night, can improve. Cranage has got a chance. Sure, trialled up okay, but I think this will be very hard to beat. Crumpets can't run 1,600 down a well, so I'm happy to go around it. Juggernaut Jane for you, Mick. Race 3, number 10. And a bit of value also. I've gone looking for something at a bit of a price. And I'm thinking that go to race number 7. I don't think it's a strong race. Vegas on Fire won 3 out of about 6 last time. And she's $16. She's a winner at this track. At this distance, she's had 8 goes for 2 wins and 3 minor placings. She's going to get across without a great deal of pressure here. Her first up run to Grid Girl was very good. She was in front nearly all of the way, and Grid Girl had to take a month of Sundays to get to her. I think she's over the odds, and I think she's going to be a really good chance at a price in race number 7, number 7, Vegas on Fire.
Gee, race 7, number 7, $16, TB. We like that. And the one that you made a really good case for earlier, Juggernaut Jones, very backable at $3.10 as well.
Yeah, I think she's a great chance if she takes natural improvement. But there's a horse I've been waiting for tomorrow. It goes around, there's no markets up yet, but I've got a feeling they're going to bet $5. And, gee, I'm getting a bit excited, Michael.
Well, yeah, it's
because I walked away from the track the other day when it raced, when I called and I said, "Well, you're a Morrell next start, Morrell."
No markets
and it's in the
up,
right so race.
No markets up. Are we allowed to get a name between friends or not?
Well, it's in race number one tomorrow, and where are we here? It's called Kowai. Billy Egan writes for Michael Maroney. It's a very winnable race. Its form to date has been great. It had no chance to. Its first up run was a beauty when it finished near the rear. Second up run, it looked ordinary, but they walked in the slowest race in the history of the world, and it's an out-and-out stayer. And then last time out, it got through the line really well. 2,000 metres, dry track, very hard to beat. So when the markets got... when I was looking at the best bets, it's got those early markets from Sportsbet, which are not much of a lead, but I think it was showing $5. If it's $5, I'll break my neck getting there to get on.
Gee, that's outstanding. I like that. Well, we've got one tomorrow, punters. Don't tell anyone because the markets aren't up yet. Especially won't tell our tab trader who's listening right now. He hopefully doesn't set the markets for tomorrow at Seymour.
I've got good news for you too, Mick. Your pup up in New South Wales, she's going along brilliantly.
Brilliant.
And, yep, and I bought another one of the sisters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like them that much. I've got two here on the farm and I really, really like the litter, and the mother has produced a very, very smart pup that you'll see. He won in town the other night and he'll be winning more races. So, yeah, very exciting for us.
Oh, well, this is good. I like this. We'll get the boys together, the team together. And the good news is when you put a syndicate together with the likes of Mick Sharkey, Nick Quinn and a few of the others who don't really pay their bills, if it looks like it's really good, I'll just cut them out by the time she gets to the track.
You're handling all the accounts, poor bugger. I understand. We've got another lot. I've got another letter. They're all be sold up at Cranbourne shortly. There's a big mob.
So now we have had SMSs before. Where do you sell these for those who might want to get involved?
I sell all mine privately, basically. Just sell them to my friends. I've sold them to a lot of friends. I've bred some of my own litters, and I've kept pups and sold pups. Because I've got to sell pups, Mick, to fund the whole operation, okay?
Yep.
And I've got two, Hutch and I have got a brood bitch here. She'll go to Feral Frankie, who I got that many Feral Frankie pups. I love them. They're the best pups ever. And I've got another bitch. She'll go to Orson Allen, and I'll breed those. So I'll have a small amount of breeds coming through, but most of my pups now are getting ready to race. I've sold some and they've been winning races everywhere, which is great for the new owners. So, all good.
Oh, I like it. In the greyhound world, it's Sheikh Terry Bailey, who is coming along very, very nicely. Hey, TB, good luck today and importantly tomorrow as well.
Yeah, I think that Sheikh's got a T on the end of it. But anyway, see you, Michael.
See you, mate, Terry Bailey.